Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going this morning?
We are lovely. What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. I'm caught in construction traffic. It's like, why?
Oh, yeah.
I flew through one portion of the freeway. They've got the construction gone. And
Sure.
this other one, they're starting to open it up, but we're all stopped. I don't know if there was an accident or what, but
Okay.
that's what I get for not putting GPS on.
Sure.
So did you get my list? I sent a list yesterday. Oh, is it like three calls?
Yeah, I already sent you one, two, three, four, five. I sent you six diamonds. Two for each
Okay,
call.
awesome. Well, awesome. I'm not there yet, so I just
I sent you
Yeah.
two ovals, two rounds.
Okay.
The rounds are a little bit funky because if they're competing with Tiffany's, I'm just wondering, like, I mean, you know Tiffany sells an EVS1 3-carat. They sell it for like over $100,000.
Yeah, that's why we should be able to get the sale.
You
I'm
should be
fine
able
with
to
that.
kill the sale, just so you know. I mean,
As
really.
long as it's a triple X, as long as it's a triple X round, we should totally be able to.
Yeah, you really
Yeah,
should.
I usually, when I'm competing against Tiffany, I tend to mark it up a little higher. I
Yeah,
hate to
yeah.
say it,
No,
but
I mean,
it's like, why not?
you can absolutely make the sale there. So, and then I have
Hell,
one.
we could probably get him a D and give him in their pocket and be well under Tiffany. But anyways, go on.
Well, I think I sent you an E color and an F color, but the F color I sent you is actually like a 340, so I can get bigger size. But
Okay.
it's
Match up
they're a
perfect.
good AB option for sure.
Awesome.
And then what else do I have for you is, oh, I have two, the square cushions. I have one that'll be there today, one will be there on tomorrow. And
Okay, perfect, because the appointment's later.
yep. And then other than that, I think we're clean. Do you have anything else you need from me?
I will definitely let you know when I get in. Right now, things are a bit chaotic because stupid me, I didn't realize my assistant when she said, I think I'm going to take Wednesday off too. I didn't realize. It didn't dawn on me. She's taking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. So I'm running the ship alone, pretty much,
Jeez.
except for my admin who's doing the returns. So, yeah.
Wow.
I was a little irritated. Those two ovals that were on the list from October, I had asked for them back, and they got missed, and I'm not sure how they got missed, but I'm going to have to work with Emily on that. But also, my admins from West Bloomfield should have pulled them. They still had them in the vault. They were on the list I gave them to pull.
Yeah, it's okay. A day or two here and there is
I
enough.
know, but
No,
it's
yeah.
still, I like to be more efficient than that. I have these people in place so I can be more efficient.
Yeah. Well, no
Because
biggie.
I feel bad when I hang on to things. But anyways. So, and hopefully, yeah, I'm gonna work at the new Somerset location, I think Saturday.
Awesome.
It's what I heard they had, get this. So they had 500 people through their door on Sunday. That was like
What?
a that basically averaged 100 people an hour. And they had over 1,000 people in the store on Saturday.
Holy crap.
And the bridal area, that's why I'm going, because from what I understood, the bridal area was like swamped.
Hey, that's phenomenal.
And
Nice.
yeah, so I'm gonna go and hopefully I can be of use and give some feedback. I don't understand. I really don't understand because I made the comment, and I know Sam has the same idea he pitched to Leora, but I said it's, the places I worked before, I worked bridal, and I mean when I was at the diamond seller, all I did was sell bridal, and I was their number one salesperson, and I had a good paycheck. And
Right.
then, but Leora seems to think that if you just have bridal people, they won't make enough money. And I'm like, I just don't understand that. I don't get
Oh,
that.
yeah, Sam, that was the one thing. I mean, Sam and I've chatted a bunch about, and I know I haven't chatted with you about the feedback he had from like the specific stores. But
Yeah.
yeah, I don't get that either. I think that that's something that we need to definitely maybe restructure in the new year, which is like, I mean, we have to have diamond experts, but that's all that they do. It's
right.
You know,
it's
too jumbled and it's too hard to train. You know, when you're training everybody, it's impossible. You know, and there's no cohesion in bridal goals. Like I mean, I'm sure Sam told you. Like there's not another. Like none of the largest stores in the country, anybody can say. I mean, there's always, you know, three people who handle the bridal at all times, right? Like in each store. That goes
right.
for Reese Nichols,
right.
Borsheim.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like you go to Borsheim's.
Diamond
you don't
Sour.
Have, yeah, Diamond
Sour.
Sour, right, you know. Yeah, Benbridge. You don't go walk into that store and the same guy, you know, selling you a Rolex can also sell you a 5-carat D Flawless. You have to know way too much. It's impossible to know.
Right.
It's impossible to be that expert in everything.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You're selling a fucking Bucciarati neck. Right.
That's
fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
The owner should be that good. But the guy, you know.
I guess I don't have to.
So, but I get it. You know, we'll chat about it. It's no big deal. So,
but this weekend at Somerset, I heard from the bridal manager. It's like she had people over there in bridal selling bridal who know nothing about jewelry. Like
exactly.
The one new hire didn't come from a jewelry background, and she was over there selling trying to sell diamonds. It's like that's not a good look.
Right. I know. Hey, the most important one is that 456, ring, that 4-carat ring.
I'm pretty sure I asked for those to be pulled, but when I get in, I'll make sure that they pull them. I sent an email yesterday asking them to be pulled. So, that's another one. That guy, he's got over 20 years of jewelry experience, but every big diamond sale he has, he's walked. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Because it's interesting.
The customer never comes back to him.
Yeah, it's interesting because especially on the bigger stuff, when it's 3-carat plus, you should at least be making 50% of those sales. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, if they're in looking, they're either verifying that their purchase someplace else is good or they're buying. I mean, you don't have a lot of customers who look specifically at 3-carat plus and not buy a diamond, whether it's from me or from somebody else, but at least from you. I mean, most of the closing on 3-carat plus should be over 50%. I mean, that's it should be. So
I agree.
You know.
Anyways,
all right. Yeah, check in that for me. If that ring hasn't gone out yet, I'm going to have it sent directly to my New York store for tomorrow or New York office for tomorrow.
Okay.
So just let me know, and I'm around. Text me or email me, whatever you need. And I think you'll be happy with all those
99%. It did not go out yesterday because I don't know what Emily was doing. She was working on shipping stuff out, but I'm 99% sure. I know she sent out an RDI package, but I'm pretty sure that was not pulled yet.
Okay.
I'll double check because the other two came over and she was like, oh, no, more RDI. I was like, yeah, I know. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You're going to get that. The poor thing, because she was sick last week, she was buried in RTVs yesterday and today, and who gets caught up, though? The monster, the beast. All right.
I'm here. Let me know.
I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, bye-bye.